Yeah, you got to get a little bit more excited than that. Come on, are you an ambassador for the Lord? And so this morning, this word is not a physical word. It's a spiritual thing. It's something supernatural. And so I want you to actually pray for the person on your right or your left. Put your hand on their shoulder and ask God to move in them in the word.
Stay standing. Pray this with me. Holy Spirit, come. Say it again. Holy Spirit, come. And again, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we love you. We adore you. We want to see your glory. Holy Spirit, would you fill us fresh today? Holy Spirit, pour out your love upon us. Holy Spirit, we submit to your leadership unreservedly. Lead us, direct us. Speak to each of our hearts today, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, reveal the truth of your word to us today. Holy Spirit, move through me today. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Just wait a couple moments and let the Holy Spirit work in our hearts, filling this place with His presence. Allowing Him to fill our lives to overflowing. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, let the sweet, sweet presence of your Spirit, let the sweet presence of your Spirit pervade this place. Fill every heart. Fill us, Lord. We love you so much. Holy Spirit, we love you so much. For being here, blessing us with your presence. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The Holy Spirit is here, and He is God. He is God. He is here. He is the eternal God. He is Jehovah. You have to come in your heart to know that truth. beyond anything else you know. He is God, and he has come to be with us, to be with you, me. He is the power of God. He is co-equal with the Father, co-equal with the Son, co-everything with the Godhead. The Holy Spirit, he's the power of God. And the deeper we realize that truth and embrace the power of the Holy Spirit, embrace the presence of the Holy Spirit, embrace the person of the Holy Spirit, come to know him like no other, it'll change your life. The Holy Spirit is equal in majesty, in power, in glory, in eternity, with the Father, with the Son. He is God. And he wants to have communion with you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, it says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. He wants to have communion with you. Deep relationship. Communion means intimacy. He wants to be intimate with you. Look for a minute at what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit. The first thing he said really was in Luke 2:24-49. He said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. I like that, endued with power. In the New Living, that phrase is, until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven. In the Passion Translation, it says, the mighty power of heaven falls upon you and wraps around you. I like that. Just wraps around you. His power. And then the next time Jesus spoke about it was in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. He said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Power. You shall receive power. You shall be filled with power. Think about those two verses for a second. Let me ask you a question. This is a hard question. I hope you get it right. Who said that? Jesus. That's who said it. Not really a hard question, was it? Jesus said it. He knew what he was talking about. I think he knew what he was talking about. And the operative word in both those verses is power. That's a powerful word. It's the word dunamis in Greek, and we translate it in English as dynamite. The dynamite of the Holy Spirit be upon you. You're explosive. His power in you is explosive power. When Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive explosive power. How many of you want that kind of power in your life today? The dunamis of God. Yeah. Amen. Then in John chapter 14, 15, and 16, Jesus said a few things about the Holy Spirit. In 14, verse 15, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. That's a long time, by the way. Not a day, not a week. Not even a year. It's forever. He's going to be present with you 24/7, 365 days times forever. Yeah? Amen. He's going to be with you. He will abide with you forever. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world can't receive because it doesn't see him or know him, but you know him, for he shall be with you and he shall be in you. Wow. Then, you know, that word helper, it's interesting. In all these passages in John that we're going to look at, he says, the helper will come. The helper will come. And that's a strange word. It's a Greek word named, the word is paraclete. And it means a variety of things. And so if you look in different translations, I looked in about 40 translations, and I found these different words. It comes as our advocate, our comforter, our divine encourager, our counselor, our friend,
in the Amplified, there's a whole list. It says, he's our helper, our intercessor, our strengthener, our standby, our counselor, our comforter, our advocate. All of those things. That's what the Holy Spirit comes to help you with. It just covers every area of possibility. He can help in any area. He can help do anything. He can help you with any question. The Holy Spirit is with you. He's in you. He's always there, 24/7, forever. And he can help you. He came to be our helper. In John 14:26, it says, but the helper, this one that's the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I've said to you. And then in 15:26, it says, but when the helper has come, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And then in chapter 16, starting in verse 7, it says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's to your advantage that I go away. For if I don't go, the Helper will not come. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say, but you can't bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take up what is mine and declare it to you. All things the Father has are mine. Therefore, he says, he will take of mine and declare it to you. And he's in us. He's in us. Forever. He's in us. We have the Holy Spirit, the wonderful Holy Spirit, is our helper. He's in us. He's in you. He's in me. Wow. Yeah, I have a whole section in my sermon about Jesus being the standard for our lives. But there's just one verse that I like. It's in Acts chapter 10:38. It says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit. He anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit. He anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus is our standard. Jesus needed the Holy Spirit. Did you know that? That's how he did his miracles. It was the Holy Spirit in him doing those. He was just living life as a man. But the Holy Spirit in him did all the miracles he did. He had the power of the Holy Spirit working in him, directing him, leading him, guiding him, working in him in every way, the Holy Spirit. If you want to see what God is like, simply look at Jesus. He gives us a perfect example of what it is to live as a man filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's not an example you can't follow. It's an example you can follow. It says in 1 John, as he is, so are we in the world. As he is, so are we in the world. You have to realize that Jesus is the standard for a man or a woman filled with the Holy Spirit. Wow. And the last thing about the Holy Spirit I want to talk about is that the last verse is in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. And here it says, in him also you trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom you also having believed. And the last phrase, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14, who is the guarantee, the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. In religious usage, a seal. It was a mark that someone put on someone. It represented the power of a God to do what he said he would do. In 2 Corinthians, man, so you have to kind of go with that context of what a seal is like. You know, I was thinking about seals, and I thought the most common seal, I think, today probably is a notary public seal. You know what that is? You ever had one done? Had a paper signed, and you got to sign it. You got to sign it in the presence of that person, and then they put their seal on it. What does that seal mean? It means you signed it. And they can testify that you signed it, that everything in the paper is true. They put their testimony that it's true. Well, that's kind of like a seal that God put on us. He said, you see this person here? I'm going to put my stamp on them. I'm going to attest that what they are in me is true. They are born again. They are a new creature. They have the kingdom of God flowing in them. And he said, the seal, the mark that I'm going to put on them is the Holy Spirit. That's what he's going to stamp you with, the Holy Spirit promise. But it's not a seal just like a figure, like a symbol. This seal is more like a guarantee that the earnest of our inheritance. He said, I'm going to put my seal on them. It's going to be such a seal that it empowers them to be all that I made them to be. I'm going to give them my Holy Spirit. And he said that the Holy Spirit is the... put the next verse up for a second. He's the guarantee of our inheritance. The Holy Spirit given to us. We live in the Holy Spirit, and God is saying, I'm going to guarantee you that everything I said, everything I promised, everything I told you, I'm going to do. Every word that God speaks is true. And he said, to prove you that is true, I'm going to put my Spirit upon you. When you have the Holy Spirit in you, just say to yourself, Holy Spirit, I see you, I feel you, I know you're here, and you are a guarantee that all of God's words are true. All of his promises are true. Everything you said you're going to do, you're going to do. The seal of the Holy Spirit is a once and for all act that God did for us to give us a continued assurance that we are God's children, that we are entitled to his goodness, that we are partakers of his riches, that we're partners with him in glory forever. Forever. Wow. It's like when you put a down payment on a house, that down payment is part of the purchase price. It's not extra. You put $1,000 down and you have this house, and then it says, this house is mine. Nobody else can buy it. It's mine. I put this money down and it's mine. And then when I get ready to pay the other $10,000 for my house, this was a long time ago, that first $1,000 I gave down stays there, and I only have to put $9,000 more to buy. It's part of the purchase price. And God says, the Holy Spirit is going to be in you, and it's part of the purchase price. It's part of your inheritance. And I'll tell you what, I have it on good authority. The Holy Spirit is the best part of our inheritance. He is God. He is God. He is the eternal, holy. He is God. His power works in us to transform us. And we experience total change in our lives because he came. We'll experience even more in eternity, I'm sure. But right now, it's amazing the things that the Holy Spirit does in our lives as he brings his power to bear to change us, to transform us into the image of Christ. Says in 2 Corinthians, from glory to glory, he's changing us. He's changing us. He's constantly at work in our lives, making us like Jesus. I like this verse where, in other words, talking about the Holy Spirit being a guarantee. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 4 and 5. It says, for we who are in this tent, this body. This body groans, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that this mortality may be swallowed up by life, eternal life. Then on the next verse, 5, says, "For he who prepared for us is this very thing is God, and he has given us the Spirit as a guarantee." What do you have dwelling in you? Jesus said he's going to be with you and he's going to be in you. What you have dwelling in you is the eternal God, the creator of heaven and earth. And the Holy Spirit is not an option in the Christian experience. And it's not like we possess the Holy Spirit. It's like the Holy Spirit possesses us. And he reveals God to us. He makes effective in our lives the power of Christ's sacrifice. For instance, what we celebrated at the table this morning, the reason that's effective is because of the Holy Spirit. He's taking what Jesus did for us and he makes it effective in our lives. Paul knew that the Holy Spirit was not an option. It's essential. It's the essential reality of the Christian experience. The very core of our hearts is the Holy Spirit. So we need to embrace him. We need to love him. There is no power greater in the world than the power of the Holy Spirit. No power greater. And when Jesus got ready to go back to heaven, he said to his disciples, as we read already, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." And in giving the church that gift, in other words, Jesus was saying, "I give you the same power that was manifested in my life on earth, the same power that was manifested in my ministry, the same power that gave me miracles, the same power that you saw in the demonstration of my supernatural life. And I'm going away, but I'm going to give you the same power that Jesus had, he's giving to you." The same power that I had when I walked the earth, I'm giving to you. I'm not leaving you alone. I'm sending you the best gift you could ever have, the Holy Spirit. And so what are you doing with this power? What are you doing with this wonderful gift? What are you doing in the world today with the Holy Spirit? He is the greatest gift that was possible for Jesus to give you. What are you doing with it? So many of us are living defeated lives, powerless lives. In some instances, we're almost bringing shame on the gospel because we live lives of defeat. So I ask you again, what are you doing with the gift that Jesus gave us? Not only is the Holy Spirit our comforter, our helper, he is our advocate, our divine encourager, our counselor, our friend, our helper, our intercessor, our strengthener, our standby. He lifts up Jesus in our lives. Jesus made provision for every possible situation we face to have victory. We don't ever have to go down in defeat. We can walk in victory. We just need to follow the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, you don't have to fight your own battles. I don't have to fight my own battles. The Holy Spirit wants to be involved. He wants to fight for you. Remember this. There is no limit to God's power. Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Fill us today with the immensity of your power. Fill us today with your life and your love and your goodness. Everything that God is in the Holy Spirit. And he's in me. He's in you. Holy Spirit, come and fill us today. Fill us afresh. Fill us afresh.
Let's stand. Just sweep over this congregation with your presence. Let every person be filled afresh and anew with the power of your Holy Spirit. Let every one of us know the reality of your life in us. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and fill us today. We bless you. We love you. Say these words. It's not me saying them, it's the Holy Spirit speaking them over you. He's speaking a blessing over you, the favor of God over you. He's speaking the power of God into your life. He's speaking and you're receiving all that he's giving. So the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance upon you and give you his mighty shalom. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go in the power of his Holy Spirit.